A moving account there of the situation in the Gaza Strip by our correspondent Hala Safadi. In the early days of the conflict, Israel's offensive against the Gaza Strip is now in its 12th day. At least, Hala was telling us earlier, 333 Palestinians have been killed in both aerial and ground assaults. Over 2,200 others have been wounded, and health officials have been saying that the enclave is facing a serious shortage of drugs as well. We'll go straight to Gaza, where Hala is with us now, live with all the latest information. Our correspondent Nell Burden is also with us from Ramallah. We'll start with our correspondent in Gaza. Now, Hala, first of all, tell us about the rising number of casualties. You said earlier, if I'm not mistaken, 333 is now the number that we're hearing from officials there.
This is true. 333 at least were killed, especially that right now there were a number of airstrikes and a number were moved to the hospital. So this number might be rising up really soon in a few minutes. And over 2,390 were actually injured. The last airstrike actually targeted nine people. Nine of them were injured and they were moved to hospitals. If we're talking about this a huge number, it's simply because of the not only the Israeli shooting, but also the crisis in the hospitals. Number of people, I actually talked to the head of the intensive care unit at Al-Shifa Hospital, and he did say to me that we could have saved number of those who were killed if we had the right medical supplies and medication, which is very unfortunate. He told me that they are already 50%, there are 50% of drugs that stand at a total of zero, and there are 62% of medical supplies that stand at a total of zero. Those are confirmed number from the intensive care unit, and also they're missing essential things that exist in any hospital. So he also told me that, for example, adrenaline is not there in the ICU, which is a very basic drug or is very basic thing to be at the hospital, at the Shifa Hospital, which is the main hospital in Gaza. So basically, we're talking about a humanitarian crisis in the hospitals, which would actually be one of the reasons why the huge number of those who are injured are dying within a few hours and a few days after their injury, since they're not getting the right medication or the right medical support, as they lack number of essential needs in the hospitals. On the other hand, right now, we don't really understand why media is not covering what's really happening on the ground. They're saying that Israel is only on the borders of Gaza, but this is not true. I've contacted people who are living right now in Beit Hanun who did not evacuate after the continuous threat of Israel, and they stated to me that they already passed half of Beit Hanun area, and tanks and soldiers are walking in that place, and there are a number of clashes taking place between Israel and the fighters in Gaza as well. So the situation doesn't seem any better. They now already exceeded the borders, and they're targeting number of houses. They've stated that number of houses were demolished in Beit Hanun over the heads of their owners without even a prior notice or a warning. So this would actually build up on the already humanitarian crisis that Gaza has been suffering from even before the escalation. Especially that the UN also stated earlier today that there are over 50,000 Palestinians who sought refuge in UN schools. However, the UN schools are not delivering them the demanded aid or the even enough aid for them to survive. All they are doing for them is providing them with mattresses as well as a can of tuna and bread.
Well, thank you very much, Hala. Do stay with us if you can. But let's just cross over now to Ramallah. Nell Burden, our correspondent, who's also with us live. Nell, we are hearing, as Hala was just telling us then, that the ground offensive is continuing. It's even intensifying. And there's also intensified fighting taking place between those troops and resistance fighters in Palestine. So are you hearing about this from the Israeli side, that they are actually facing casualties and that they are actually facing a strong resistance in Gaza?
Well, first of all, I think it's important to refer to the Israeli media. They said that one Israeli civilian had died this morning from shrapnel wounds, and four soldiers along the border had been injured during a shootout. But actually, what the Israeli media are trying to do is to downplay First of all, any rockets that land in Israeli territories, particularly in Tel Aviv, because they want to be shown that the Iron Dome defense system is working well in protecting their civilians. However, there are a few casualties coming out. But the main public anger, and this is actually both from Israelis and Palestinians, is against the continuing onslaught on Gaza. And actually, every evening after the Odan prayers, the break fast of Ramadan, we're seeing scores of people going out onto the streets to the checkpoints. This led to hundreds of people, and now people are marching during the day and evening against this continued onslaught and the piling up of bodies in the Gaza Strip, particularly of civilians. Now, we've had news that Ban Ki-moon is flying into the Middle East region. They were non-specific about precisely where he'd be going first, but there's no doubt it will be Egypt. And also the acting chief of the Palestinian Unity Government, Mahmoud Abbas, is going has remained in Egypt trying to broker some form of ceasefire. However, Palestinians, not only Palestinians, but also internationals who are attending demonstrations throughout the world, we're not talking about hundreds, talking about thousands on every demonstration throughout Britain, Europe, the US, as far flung as Indonesia, are calling for the UN to actually give a stronger statement in support of the ongoing civilian casualties in Gaza. They feel as though so far they've shown it to be some form of equal conflict. But, when we look at the casualties, those wounded, it's clearly, the numbers just tell you this is not an even conflict. So Ban Ki-moon and the UN Security Council is attempting to try to give support, as they say, both to the Israelis and Palestinians. But the Palestinians don't believe that any of these international bodies, apart from charities such as, or NGOs such as Amnesty International, are actually giving the truth or looking at the crux of the issue. The crux of the issue being the reason why Hamas are firing rockets towards Israel in the first place. And this is because they've continued with an economic sanction on Gaza, which is crippling the economy, and also the rearrest of all of the members of Hamas and other political factions who were released during the Gilad Shalit deal in 2012, I believe, but then rearrested only a few weeks ago during the mass military incursions on the West Bank. So there's clear public anger, not only at the United Nations and the Israelis, but also the international community for just not doing enough about the situation.
Well, thank you very much.